All right, welcome everyone to this really important, urgent interview with Tina Peters. And my name's Mike Adams. Of course, I'm the founder of Brighteon.com. And I've scheduled an emergency interview because of the timing of what's happening here. And that's why I don't have video today. I'm not in my studio. But Tina is joining us by video. Tina Peters is being prosecuted for being a whistleblower about election integrity in Mesa County, Colorado. And she was the county clerk and recorder there through the year 2023. And she attempted to preserve voting records, which is, of course, what good people would try to do. And now she's being prosecuted and persecuted for it. And she needs your help. So, Tina Peters, welcome to the show today. It's an honor to have you on.
Thank you, Mike. It's an honor to be on with you and with your listeners and the people that are watching this broadcast. And I didn't tell you this before we started, but I have known about you for years and years. I mean, I'm almost 70 years old, but I remember I had my 4-year degree in holistic nutrition.
Really?
And so we're talking like long history. That's another life that most people don't know about me. But yes, I followed you quite extensively. So I appreciate what you've done.
Well, thank you. I did not know that about you, but yeah, we could have a show all day talking about nutrition and disease prevention. But unfortunately, right now, we're trying to save our country, and
That's
we've
right.
got higher priority issues that you are dealing with. So let me give out your website. TinaPeters.us is the site. I want to encourage everybody to go there, TinaPeters.us. And there's a donate button there. Please consider that as you hear what Tina is going through. So, Tina, you've got a court case coming up, but walk us through the backstory here for those who are not familiar with what led to this.
Yes. Well, I was, for those that aren't familiar with my story, and there is at TinaPeters.us, there is a documentary that was done, a movie, if you will, that was done about what happened. It's not this dry documentary. I think people would enjoy watching it. And also passing it on to other people. Get your tissues, though. when the director was doing the film, he said, "Oh my gosh, I've made you cry again," because there are some touching moments. You know, I was a Gold Star mom. I lost my son. He was a Navy SEAL. I lost him in 2017. The year before that, I actually had a third of my lung removed with lung cancer. Did not smoke. It was one of those things. And I said to God, I said, you know, I'm not going to do chemo and radiation. I said, but you know, if it's my time, I'm okay with that. But I kind of wagged my finger up to heaven. I said, but you know, my prayer, don't let me leave here until I've accomplished everything that you sent me here to do.
Yes.
And going through as people that have been there understand, going through that near-death experience and that uncertainty, it changes you. And I said, God, please don't ever let me forget what this felt like, this deep, dark place, what it felt like, because I wanted to empathize with other people that have gone through that dark, dark place. And then the 2016, of course, was the election. I decided to, I'd never been involved politically in anything before. I was the person that would ask the friend that was in the know, who should I vote for? And when I went to a volunteer meeting and I was one of 8 people, I said, we've got to do something. And I realized that we are the government. Right. You know, that we can't hand that off. And we've been doing that, handing off our responsibilities. And that's where we've gotten into trouble. So, but thank God that people have started waking up. And I think it's taken these crises to make that happen. So after that election, I decided that I wanted to give back and so I looked for how I could be of service. I decided to run for office. I had never done that before. And we had 3.5-hour wait times in our motor V department in our county. It was terrible. People would have to take off work, get babysitters. It was just awful. And then the way that people were treated by this government agency. And I said, I can fix that.
So I jumped in the race. I won, much to their dismay, because they already had their successor and all this stuff. So I paid the price from the day I started, but had a lot of successes, loved my staff, still do. Unfortunately, with what you're going to hear in just a moment, they separated me from my staff after they found out that I had done a legitimate copy of the election management system. And separated me from my staff, prevented me from associating with them. And today is my former chief deputy's birthday, and I have not been able to speak with her or have any contact with her since all this happened. That's the things they want to do. They want to separate you. But we did great things. We worked all during COVID. You know, we weren't afraid, and just did marvelous things. Well, the 2020 election came along. So my five divisions were elections. So all the elections from municipal, local, city council, all up to the presidential election was my responsibility. So that was one division. Recording was another one. All the liens, everything that happens in the county is recorded through my office. Accounting. So where, you know, where the all the money is going for all these other four divisions, and Motor V. 2020 came and went. Trump won in our county. I really didn't think anything had happened. I did think there were anomalies in other states and larger areas. And so that's what I want to encourage your listeners is that don't think it's not happening to you. So, you know, Trump won in our county. You know, like I said, I felt like there were some anomalies that happened in other states and things like that, but still knew I had run a great election. Nothing to see here. We were told by the Secretary of State, who, by the way, is the Soros-funded Secretary of State, like Katie Hobbs in Arizona and Jocelyn Benson in Michigan and many other places. But I didn't think it happened in my town. It was the people like that your listeners right now that kept coming to me and kept coming to me. Well, being from a business background, I knew the people that paid my salary and the people that elected me were the constituents. I had no boss. The Secretary of State was not my boss. The commissioners were not my boss. I was solely responsible to the citizens. So I started looking into their requests, trying to answer their questions. It got to the point where it took me deeper because I couldn't answer their questions, even after assuring them that everything had gone well in our office. There came the April 6, 2021 election, local city council election. When I pulled those results that night, Mike, I said, there's no way. There's no way these people won. Not people that nobody knew in this town that were radical, that weren't conservative like had been traditionally our county. And I just got sick to my stomach. I said, there's something wrong. Constituents were walking door to door and they were canvassing people. And they weren't asking them who they voted for, but they were asking them if they voted. And they were coming to me with questions. You know, this person said they didn't vote, but it's showing they voted. This person said they voted, but it's not showing they voted. Things like that. And so I referred them to my election manager, but they kept coming. They kept sending me emails. They kept sending me videos to watch. And I started looking into it. Well, a month later, after the city council election, their Dominion Voting Systems and the Secretary of State were coming in to do what they called a trusted build. It was supposed to be just a computer software update, just like you would update your computer, right? Virus protections, things like that. It was more. It was much, much more. They started getting very secretive about me having the public in. Now I've had the public in for, you know, all for everything, even during an election, because I wanted to be more transparent. It belongs to the people that. You know, their vote matters. We need to be more transparent. And they started getting more and more and more secretive. And I started getting more and more and more suspicious. So I wanted our IT department to come in and observe this trusted build. They declined. The whole county declined. We're talking about the administrators and the attorney and everything else. So I contracted to get my own person to come in, which was my right to do as the elected clerk and the designated election official, to come in and observe. And that's what I did. And then he made an image. An image is a lawful, a lawful backup. He took an image of the election management system before they came in, Mike, and then after they left. And then it went off to the cyber experts to analyze and hopefully protect the data that was there that I feared was being deleted, which it was. That was in May. When in August, when it got leaked that I had done this, all hell broke loose. Secretary of State, Dominion, I think Dominion notified the Secretary of State. The Secretary of State freaked out. They raided my office. I wasn't there, and I told them that I would be back that Monday. And they raided my office, got a search warrant, did all these things. And then I was flown for my own protection to Texas, and I had, after my hotel room was broken into, I had 24/7 armed security.
Wait a minute. Let me back up here. Why did all hell break loose if you were simply preserving the image, the hard drive and the code and the data for election integrity purposes? Isn't that part of your job to do that?
Yes. Yes. As the clerk and recorder, that's what we do. And by federal law, I'm required to keep these access and audit and adjudication log files for 22 months federally. This was 6 months after the federal election and 25 months in the state of Colorado, but they don't want you to back up those. They just want you to back up the results, because what they essentially did was go in and wipe all the fingerprints out of the system, deleted it, of how they had gotten to the election results. So if you imagine a crime scene and you've got the dead body there, they wiped out the fingerprints, the blood type, the all the evidence of how that murder happened. Well, in the state of the election, there was no way to go back and prove how they got those results. Well, no one had ever seen inside of the Dominion voting systems. And I just want to say, it's not just Dominion. It's anyone that has a Smartmatic base. So it's ESNS, HART, InterCivic. All of them are, any of the computerized voting systems have this, in my opinion, inside.
So they're black box systems where you're not allowed to look inside and see how they operate and how they tally numbers.
That's right. So I was rushed off. My hotel room was broken into, and then I had 24/7 armed security until the first report came out. When the first report came out, it showed there were, when they compared the two images, and just remember, an image is just a snapshot of the system. Then it doesn't collect any personal identifying information of the voter, nothing. It's just what it looked like at that time, and then what it looked like after they left, after they did this trusted build. So the first report came out. I delivered it to the DA and to the county commissioners to show them that a crime had been committed. 29,000 vital election records were deleted. And that was the proof, comparing those two images. They did nothing. Instead, they continued to come after me. November, my home, it was a pre-dawn FBI raid. They raided my home for 6 hours. The next day, they went into the nursing home where my husband, who had Parkinson's and dementia, was, that he could no longer, I could no longer lift him, and he had a lot of falls and things. And so, and I had arranged for him to have 100% disability with the VA. It took me 6 years to secure that benefit for him. And they went in and had him sign a divorce decree. I found out a month before we would have been married 35 years. And the DA, the same DA that is going after me, had told our personal attorney, our estate attorney, don't help her. She's under investigation. There's been other egregious stuff. I had an attorney that I believe traded my case for a case that he had with a man that was on trial for possession of 26 pounds of fentanyl. Same attorney, same DA. This guy gets off on probation, and they, and by the DA's own admission, they've spent millions of dollars to go after me, an innocent woman. And so this is the way
it seems. Yeah. The entire system sounds like is being weaponized against you. And we're all familiar with this. We're all familiar with the lawfare against President Trump, for example. And all of us in alternative media, we are targeted in one way or another. So what you're saying is entirely consistent with what we're experiencing. But it seems to me like they wouldn't have been so panicked if not for your image showing something that they did not want the world to find out about.
That's correct. That's correct. And I often say, because back then I didn't even know what to the extent of what we had, but they did. They knew that eventually we would find out. And so I've often said that the best thing for them would have been to just not have freaked out, kept it quiet, swept it under the rug, and you know, it would have gone away. But they made such a big deal out of it that it garnered national attention. Although there's a lot of people that still don't know that I'm facing a 10 count indictment, that there's 7 felonies and 3 misdemeanors that I'm going to trial for in just a couple of days, that they could send me to prison for the rest of my life. And
that's
I didn't
unbelievable. For carrying out your duties on behalf of the voters to help secure the election integrity.
That's right.
So, but of course, if there was any cheating in the election, whoever carried out the cheating won't face any criminal consequences, it seems. But those who are guaranteeing election integrity or working to protect it face prosecution. So how can our audience help you?
You know, the at freetina.com, some patriots put up this website for that has the dates of the trial. Grand Junction, Colorado is a beautiful, it's a beautiful time of year. There's the Palisade Peach Festival. There's the wineries. There's all kinds of things going on here besides my trial. But, you know, and there's a lot of hiking and biking and things like that. I would encourage people to come. I really don't want people to focus. I love President Trump. He was my pick when there were 17 of them, you know, and always my pick, because I felt like we needed being a business owner myself, we needed a business owner to someone from business, not government, not political, that could straighten this country out. But I don't want people to, I don't want to make this a MAGA event, because here's the reason. Although I do want to make America great again, this is not a partisan issue. The people's vote, I don't care if you're Democrat, Republican, Green Party, Libertarian, should count for what they cast it for. And that's their rights under the Constitution. But when you have votes being inserted, it dilutes their vote. It steals their vote. So I don't want this to be about Democrat and Republican. As a matter of fact, the Never Trumper DA, Dan Rubenstein, ran as a Republican. The commissioners that bailed on me, called me a sacrificial lamb, they're Republicans. Of course, the Secretary of State, Jenna Griswold, and others are Democrats. So it's not and I think people realize this now, don't you, Mike, that this is not a Democrat and Republican. They've tried to
clearly.
Make, right? They've tried to pit us one against another, but you know, we're going to be choosing, the attorneys and prosecution, we're going to be choosing the jury, and they've already, these criminals in Mesa County have already written, I stopped counting at 700, 700 above the fold front page newspaper articles in color about me, defaming me, telling lies about me, that I breached the election system and things like that that are just not true. And it's interesting because the indictment, the grand jury, the prosecutors, they wouldn't let any of our evidence in for the grand jury.
Of course, yeah.
They were, and the indictment has nothing to do with the computers. And they did that specifically so that we couldn't bring in the evidence that we have. And so I need the people to put this show out, put other shows out, contact, tag Elon Musk to have his engineers look at the images. So we need a spotlight on this. We need a voice. There's 71 countries. So evidently I haven't watched it yet or listened to it, but Patrick Byrne did a space yesterday on X, and he was calling out, he was talking about the image that I did and how it's affected everything. I mean, he called it the Rosetta Stone, that they were able to, because this image, to find out what was truly going on in our elections. And this is 71 countries. This isn't just Colorado. This just isn't the United States. We're talking people that have been inserted in the Philippines, in Venezuela, in Brazil, in other countries. I believe 71 to count. This is how they've been doing it. But I'll talk a little bit about the third report, what we found, when you're ready. But there were 36 wireless devices that were found in the Mesa County server. These aren't even supposed to be connected to the internet, but someone could come in from the outside. Could do from the outside that we would never see, and switch the votes.
Wow. So, of course, the mainstream media, after the rigged election, they repeatedly reported that there were no wireless devices. There was no way for any machines of any manufacturer to communicate with the internet or be monitored or altered. But as you said, your office found dozens just in your area.
Well, now they're admitting it. So now Dominion, so John Paulos, who is the CEO of Dominion, perjured himself under oath and said that they don't connect to the internet, that they don't have the capabilities to. Now the narrative that's going out is, okay, you caught us. Yes, they are connected to the internet, but it's the clerk's responsibility to turn them off. So that was a huge wake-up call to me, because we didn't have any knowledge. We were told they were air-gapped and didn't have any knowledge how to turn them on and off, and didn't know they could be turned on and off. So now they're changing their narrative and they're saying, yeah, well, just make sure they're turned off. These cannot be even certified for use if they have the capability to connect to the internet. And I can read all kinds of statutes and rules that, that support that.
Wow. Wow. So the American people, now, do you have any indication of how widespread this is across the country, just based on what you witnessed there?
Very much so. Anyone that's using electronic voting machines they have this software in it.
Wow.
I could pretty much guarantee you that there is no electronic voting system or electronic registration system as well. I can get off and talk into that, what I've found. But we've got to get back to same-day voting, like President Trump is now saying. We've got to get back to precinct voting. Take it away from the centralized, they tried to pass HR1, which would made all elections federal. We've got to get back to local elections. We've got to get back to, I ran for Secretary of State because I said, I'm the only one that can save this. And that's a whole nother story, how they cheated the election. We could see it 11:30 at night, after the staff had left at 10 in one county, how they were in there flipping votes. I mean, yeah. The cyber experts could see it happening. But I was going to, I ran on that you can't sweep a dirt floor. You have to wipe out the electronic registration system. If somebody wants to vote, which we want responsible citizens to vote, we don't want to disenfranchise anyone, as the Democrats would like to scream out. But if you want to vote, go to your clerk and recorder's office, go to your election office, show your ID, register to vote, do it every 2 years or every year. We do that with our cars. We do that with our vehicles, and how much more are our votes. So there's a lot that needs to be But we need to get away from, we need to have paper poll books. They're connected to the internet. Registration database is infiltrated. Just to give you an example about the electronic registration. As the clerk and my employees, we were forbidden from getting into the electronic registration database. You know, that's all the voters.
Yeah.
From the time the election started until after it was certified. And it created a huge workload for us, because after the election was over, we still have had mountains of work to do. But I always thought, why do they do that? I mean, you know, well, the reason they do that is because they're in there monkeying with the inactive voters, making them active, voting for them. Dr. Frank brought this out in his studies, phantom voters, making them active and then returning them to inactive and voting for these people. So there's so much fraud that we've got to stop with anything electronic. France uses paper ballot, same day voting. I mean, precinct level, 15, usually a precinct or a ward is 1500 people, give or take. If somebody walks up, Mike, to your area, right? And you and your friends don't recognize them, you know, you're going to go, wow, this is kind of weird. So it would be a way to keep people that aren't eligible to vote from them using them fraudulently to cast votes. Take it down, decentralize it.
Now, what are your thoughts then on the upcoming election? I know that many states, over 20 states, have done something about election integrity over the last 4 years, but is it enough? Because we're still not on paper ballots yet. What are your thoughts?
I believe in the American people, and I believe that, I mean, it's pretty obvious who's going to win this election. And it's pretty obvious that there's a lot coming out about the machines and about these companies. I think that, I mean, I'm sure you know this, being into health, they're preparing for another pandemic. They're already getting emergency use authorization stuff in place. I don't know. I just know the American people. And I know that the American people want President Donald J. Trump. And anything they do to try to make this election not about electing President Trump is going to bring down a whole lot of extra scrutiny. I don't think they're going to get away with it. I really don't.
But why do you think that? Because there are millions of fraudulent registrations using many illegals who are not even, right, you know, American citizens. And there's also fraudulent campaign contributions being laundered through the names of people who, yeah, themselves did not actually donate. What's to stop them from just fraudulently generating the votes they need after the fact, and just like they did last time, stringing out the election for days and generating just rerunning ballots until they get the numbers they need?
Right. Well, you know, and the Constitution says that Congress shall appoint one day for voting. I mean, that right there should give us, you know, an idea. It wasn't meant to go on for weeks and months. But I believe that, just like, you know, when I started talking about, people were coming out like Scott Pressler and others talking about bank your vote and do all this stuff. And I'm like, no. And they go, but yeah, but look what happened to Carrie Lake. Exactly. Because people went, you know, on the last day or towards the last day, they weren't able, the criminals, I call them all criminals, weren't able to inflate. They didn't know how much they had to inflate by, right? And then they panicked. Then they did the 19-inch ballot. Then they did the put it in box number 3. And then the computers went down and all this stuff that made it so easy to track. And I remember when I was running for Secretary of State and we were coming back from Florida, and Mike Lindell said, Tina, if you win, that's great. He said, but if you don't, that's even better, because we'll find out more of their fraud. We will force them by all of us getting out and voting and talking to people about voting. There's more Democrats right now that are jumping ship, that are coming over to vote for Donald Trump than ever before. The more we do that, the more each person gets involved, Mike, it's going to have to be so blatant what they're doing. But think of this. This is kind of a hilarious thing. Think about all the people that came across the border that were told to vote for Biden.
Yeah, right.
Right. And all these fraudulent ballots that probably have gone out with Biden's name on them. So, you know, what the enemy means for evil, I just have to trust that God will turn it around for good. And, with my trial, I haven't had a day of fear in at all. I'm not saying that, I mean, we're coming up 3 days before this whole thing starts, but, you know, I believe that what God leads you to, he'll see you through. And we've got to keep the faith. We've got to have people that will stand up and not shrink away. So today, I mentioned is my my former chief deputy's birthday. We were best friends. Literally, when we weren't working at the office, we were together working, at our homes or up on my property and things like that. We were together all the time. Her family, I dearly loved. But you never know what someone's going to do when they're threatened, when they're faced with, when fear comes in. So I've seen people abandon me. I've seen, I've seen people that were there in the beginning that have gone away. And it's sad. It's sad that people will allow themselves to be controlled by fear, money, power, position, or fear, right? If you, any of those money, power, position, or fear, if you're controlled by any of those, so you have to run straight on. When I ran for Secretary of State, Mike, I said, I have got to run straight into the belly of this beast. You know, you can't think about your life as far as shrinking back and analyzing. You've got to go forward. And I think as Americans right now, we have to do that. But
this is a time for heroes in America. This is not a time for cowards to run away from this, because, and I find it interesting, and I know we're about to wrap this up here, but here you are working and focusing on election integrity and saying, we want to honor the votes and the intentions of all people of all parties.
Right.
And yet we know that the Democrats deliberately, at least this is my opinion, they deliberately cheat knowingly, maliciously. They absolutely want to cheat, and they repeatedly cheat. And so it's a very difficult battle when you're saying, let's make it honest and fair. And they're not even pretending to try to make it honest or transparent.
Right. Let me just say this, because I don't even say Democrats anymore, because they have them in the Republican camp as well. We call them rhinos or whatever. That's what they want us to think. These are globalists. These are Marxists. These are people that are using gullible, propagandized people to do their will. And so I don't refer to Democrats anymore, because the ones that are doing this. These are globalists. They're elitist. They want to take down this country. Communists, Marxists. I mean, these are bad, bad, evil people. What I boil it down to is it's good and evil. You know, we are fighting the good fight for good, and they're evil. I mean, you've got pedophiles, you've got human traffickers, you've got, you know, all these people that are drinking babies' blood to give them power, that are doing all these evil things. It's very demonic what's going on. And we know, if anybody that reads the Bible knows, the one world government, the one world religion. I mean, look at Bishop Vigano, they just excommunicated him because he was telling.
Yes.
The Pope is not a legitimate Pope, you know?
Major problems inside the Catholic Church, having been hijacked by an evil cabal. But Tina, let me give out your website again, tinapeters.us, and also freetina.com. Now, just real quickly here, you are facing trial next week, correct?
Yes. Yes. So the 31st will be open to the public. That's when they will do jury selection, opening arguments on the first, and then it starts on the second. Then we've got the third and fourth. There is a benefit that someone is doing that's on freetina.com. People like Mark Fincham, all kinds of, you know, celebrity, well-known people will be there. And then the trial starts up again on the 5th of that week. And then the last day will be on the 12th. So I encourage people, if you can come and support us, let the judge and the people know that, you know, we want transparency. Please don't put an innocent person in prison, no matter what you've believed in the media, that, you know, we need to hear what's going on and believe the truth. So, and pray, most of all, pray. And if you can give, you know, as you can imagine, this is crazy expensive.
Yes.
I've never worked so hard for no pay.
No, I was going to mention that the legal fees are going to be enormous. And so to our audience, please consider making a donation, and you can do that at tinapeters.us is the website. So Tina, thank you so much for taking the time with us today. And also thank you for caring about election integrity in America and in the county where you served. And we pray for your victory over this lawfare attempt. And we honor your courage of speaking out like you're doing today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mike. And thank you for all you do. I really appreciate you so much. God bless.
Happy to do that, and just thrilled to be able to meet you. So keep me posted. Thank you so much, Tina.
All right.
Have a great day. And for our audience, again, tinapeters.us is the website. And you can also share this interview on other channels and platforms. This will be posted on Rumble as well as Brighteon and some other platforms wherever they don't ban it. So thank you for all your support, folks. I'm Mike Adams here of Brighteon.com. God bless you all, and God bless America. Here's what we've got back in stock right now at healthrangerstore.com. Check it out. We've got the toothpaste, the Groovy Bee brand toothpaste there that everybody loves, and we don't know if we're ever going to get any more because this is the toothpaste that the FDA Office of Importation tried to destroy, or tried to get us to destroy it, for no reason. And then, of course, we had our lawyers talk to them, and then they released it and said, oh, oops, we made a mistake. So now we have Groovy Bee toothpaste here that is back in stock at the store. Trail mix that people absolutely love. Remember, everything is laboratory tested. Almost all the ingredients we have are certified organic. And we do extensive lab testing for heavy metals and glyphosate, and for many of our products, also testing for aflatoxins. For everything, we test for microbiology, E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold, and so on. Check out our macaroni and cheese instant meals there. You just boil water, you put in the macaroni, which is made out of quinoa, amaranth, and organic rice, all organic ingredients. It's got a really great texture. And then the cheese powder sauce is with real organic powdered cream, real organic cheddar cheese powder, real organic butter powder, onion powder, and so on. It's the best macaroni and cheese you've ever had. Certainly the healthiest and cleanest. In addition, we've got quercetin supplements and our Seven Treasures mushroom blend, which is, of course, a combination of different functional mushrooms, including lion's mane mushroom, which is one of my favorite mushrooms because that's what I use, you know, after I severely lacerated my finger. But lion's mane, check out the website, by the way. Here's what lion's mane actually looks like growing in the wild. Pretty cool, right? We've got a lot of items here available now in stock, ready to ship out at healthrangerstore.com. And remember that all of your purchases help support this free speech platform to support our interviews, our investigations, and our broadcasts that bring you news and analysis every single day that you just won't find on places like YouTube, which are heavily censored. So thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams of healthrangerstore.com. Take care.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer? is the Bivvy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivvy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivvy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.